In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As Gerardo will tell you, yesterday we spoke on these readings to our other parishioners who are stuck in an assisted living facility, and so I won't restate what I spoke to them, but just to focus on the very end of this particular gospel. What we have in the Annunciation is Our Lady hearing the greeting of the angel Gabriel. Immediately she makes haste to spend time with Elizabeth, who is prophesied to be in great distress and difficulty. Many of you may be encountering great distress and difficulty now, looking at the things of confusion which are happening here within the church. When you don't know what to do or how to make sense of anything that's going on, when you feel your courage lessening or maybe anxiety increasing, realize that there is a someone who desires to make haste to you. Every day within the church, we pray, beginning every office which we pray here within this church, God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to bring me your help, to become a help for me. When our courage lessens and when anxiety heightens, those are prayers that we need to make. God, don't delay in bringing forth your light and your truth, particularly into my life, so that I can see what it is that you're leading me through. Make haste to come to my help. Our Lady is the answer to that very prayer. When we say, Lord, make haste to help me, he sends Our Lady into our midst. Elizabeth, struggling with that child bearing in her ancient age, for she was an ancient, needed all the more the help of somebody who was young, who could deal with all the difficulties, who could assist her at every difficulty in which she could possibly be going through. And so Our Lady makes haste at the command of the Lord, as soon as an instant of need is made known. You and I can draw strength from that we have help from Our Lady. And when anything is recognized in Our Lady that is good, as she seeks to do these great works, what does she immediately begin to do? What can strike us most about the Magnificat is its simplicity, but also its dignity. The substance that this Magnificat, that Our Lady gives in the following passage of St. Luke's Gospel, its substance is a song of thanksgiving, which in one moment recognizes the greatness of God that is present in those who make themselves to be humble, that he lifts up those who seem to like their worth is reduced to nothing because of the hardships that they experience. But at the same time, what does God do? It says that he casts down the pride and the mighty in all their haughty spirit. This is what God does. He takes those who make themselves low, who submit, who love, who turn to him, who don't pretend that they're the ones who have all the answers, who recognize they're in the place of their own difficulty and confusion, make themselves low, supplicate themselves to God, and ask Our Lady's help and receive it, making thanks to God who sent Our Lady. It's then that our Lord lifts up those who make themselves low and gets the haughty, those who think themselves to be great, what it is that great vice portends for such. And so it is for that reason that the soul of the one who rejoices in our Lord God, who rejoices in Mary and her help in their lives, can really proclaim from the depths of their soul the greatness of the Lord. What we see here is that Mary, when she does so, she's experiencing an ecstatic moment. It is though she has actually left her body, left herself, and is looking in marvel about what God has indeed done for her, so that she can glorify God alone and find in him the source of all her joy. It is when we have that same act of thanksgiving, to be able to turn to the Lord and exit ourselves to see all the marvels which God is doing all around us and in us, that we can find our joy in God, that next fruit of the Spirit is able to be present within us, which is a perfect peace. And despite that Mary knows everything about Scripture, what it says about the Messiah, though she doesn't know when the axe will fall, when the great persecution and the evil will be visited upon her son, she knows it will come. She's able to be in perfect peace because she knows that nobody, no matter what evil they do, can ever take away her union with him of whom she sings. That is Christ himself, God himself, whom her soul only serves to magnify. The same is true for us. No matter what anybody does to you and I or to the church, no one can ever take God away from you and I. He's the one for whom our soul seeks and finds its rest and peace. The only one who can do that is me. When I voluntarily push the Lord God away and choose against God through sin. As these days will only seek to grow darker as we approach midnight, let's keep these things in mind and ask our Lord God to come quick to make haste to our help, to receive Our Lady and the gift that she brings within her womb, and when she comes to give thanks, that God may be greater, recognizing that no matter what any evil is visited upon us in these dark days, can ever take away from us the possession of he for whom our souls ultimately sing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.